The Culver Hotel, Hollywood History, Fine Dining, and Jazz. When you think of old Hollywood glamour, you might picture a sophisticated restaurant with soft lighting, classic decor, Americana fare, and a jazz trio playing standards in the corner. Although thousands of tourists flock to Los Angeles every year in search of Hollywood's golden era, it's hard to find in the LA of today. Surprisingly, one place you can find this bygone scene is at an obscure boutique hotel in Culver City, the heart of Screenland. The Culver Hotel is housed in a historic 1924 building right next to one of the most prestigious studios during Hollywood's golden age. Instead of a traditional lobby, its bottom floor is a charming restaurant and bar where you can enjoy live jazz along with your meal every Saturday night. Culver City History. During the golden age of Hollywood, Culver City was known as the home of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The first film studio in the city, the Triangle Motion Picture Company, was built before MGM even existed. When MGM was born from a merger of Metro Pictures and Goldwyn Pictures in 1924, the new studio took over the Triangle Studios. The same year, a new hotel opened a few blocks away. Originally named the Hotel Hunt, this six-story Renaissance Revival Flatiron building is now the Culver Hotel. The hotel was built by the founder of Culver City himself. Among its later owners were movie stars Charlie Chaplin and John Wayne. It also belonged to the YMCA at one point. Its connection to Hollywood history goes even deeper when you realize where it's located. Just steps away from the hotel's front door is the historic Culver Studios. Originally built in 1918 by silent filmmaker Thomas H. Ince, it later was the headquarters for several studios and belonged to famous moviemakers such as Cecil B. DeMille and David O. Selznick. Its most recognizable building, the Mount Vernon-inspired Mansion House, will be familiar to classic film fans because it appears in the opening credits of Selznick Pictures from 1939 onward. That beautiful building can be clearly seen from outside the gate, right next door to the hotel. Far from a thing of the past, this boutique hotel is a thriving part of a bustling historic neighborhood. In 2007, Maya Malik restored the historic building to its former glory, reflecting its storied past. Almost 20 years later, it's still going strong as a four-star hotel. Some of the top Hollywood stars were guests there during the golden era. Notably, the Culver Hotel housed cast members from the two most famous movies made during 1939, Gone with the Wind, and The Wizard of Oz. In fact, the entire troupe of dwarfs who played the Munchkins was lodged there. About the hotel. When you walk into the Culver Hotel, you won't find a regular lobby with a bored concierge and tired travelers dragging suitcases. Instead, you find yourself in an intimate restaurant, with an inviting assortment of chic chairs and couches. It's not a huge room, but it's full of atmosphere. There's an antique bar on one side, with stairs behind it that seem to lead to nowhere. The Hollywood inspiration is everywhere, from oversized photos of classic movie stars on the walls to clever references in the names of menu items. You can especially see nods to The Wizard of Oz throughout the decor and menu. There's even a large display of red shoes on the wall outside. At the far end of the room is a functional staircase that leads to the Velvet Lounge, a Prohibition-inspired speakeasy lit with candles and a surprisingly relaxed mood. The large window on one wall provides views of the lovely crystal dining room, a private event space. Outside, there's an inviting patio, where guests can enjoy the glorious California climate year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In this garden lounge, diners may order off the regular menu while sitting beneath lush hanging plants. Although the restaurant and bar are a bustling part of the local community, the Culver still is first and foremost a hotel. Each of the 46 rooms is unique, blending antique style with modern touches. Guests can choose between a cozy classic 200-square-foot bedroom, a luxe king or double for an added sitting area, a king or two queen studio with extra room and bonus views, and the luxurious Culver Suite. In addition to customary amenities, such as free Wi-Fi and flat-screen TVs, the Culver Hotel offers a few extra perks to guests, including a light breakfast in the grand lobby every day and complimentary bike rental. Discounts are offered if you book more than 2 weeks in advance or stay for a longer time. A delicious restaurant. The Culver Hotel's website boasts old Hollywood inspiration, and it's evident in the menu, and not just in the cleverly titled cocktails and mocktails. The gourmet yet traditional Americana fare is closer to something you'd see in a 1946 travelogue than a 2026 cuisine magazine. The food isn't what you'd call outdated or even old-fashioned. It's decadent, delicious, and excellent. It's just a little less exotic than what you find on the menus of some of the newer restaurants in Los Angeles. The restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, and all three menus look wonderful. Afternoon tea is served from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, with a flat rate per person. On Sundays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can enjoy a fixed multi-course meal with the new Sunday supper. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays is Harry's Hour, a nod to the hotel's founder with drink specials and light fare. Starters include classic fare such as prawn cocktail, half-dozen oysters, and deviled eggs, as well as more adventurous offerings such as Spanish octopus and American Wagyu tartare. The rest of the menu is quite uncomplicated, featuring 4 salads, 6 sides, 5 entrees, and the chef's special. From this simple menu, there's something to please everyone. Steak frites is a classic entree, and this dish quickly proved why it's the most expensive item on the menu. Perfectly flavorful meat on a delicious bed of cooked spinach proved so flavorful that it didn't even need the accompanying sauce. The spring chicken, which is accompanied by English pea puree and roasted squash, was extremely moist and flavorful. The Culver Burger is a delicious take on an Americana classic. The Caesar salad and pomme puree didn't disappoint. Events and offers. There's always something happening at the Culver Hotel. My party dined there on a Saturday night, and the restaurant was busy but not too crowded. When I was there, a 1970s movie was being projected on one wall, and live jazz music was being played. The Culver has live jazz evenings from Tuesday through Saturday, with a different group each night. Afternoon tea is accompanied by harp music on Saturdays and bossa nova on Sundays. On Saturdays, the Isaac Weatherwax Trio plays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. This talented group of fresh-faced musicians, including a pianist, bass player, and the namesake drummer, played the best jazz I've heard live in a long time. They draw on classic swing music and old-time jazz to create the perfect atmosphere. The touch of having live music added so much to this experience. I would recommend the restaurant to jazz fans just for great music with a meal and no cover charge. There are so many events and deals offered by the Culver Hotel that it's hard to keep track. There's Feast and Film, a partnership with the Culver Theater next door for dinner and a movie. Garden parties every Saturday afternoon on the patio. Vinyl at Velvet, a Thursday night DJ event. Wild Child Lunch and Play, an opportunity for parents to dine on select Thursdays while their children are entertained. And much more. The Culver Hotel restaurant and bar is open for breakfast 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, lunch 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, afternoon tea 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, Harry's Hour 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, and dinner 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. every day. The Velvet Lounge is open 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Friday and Saturday. Visit their website to find out more about the hotel, book a room, or make a reservation for your visit to the hotel in the heart of Screenland.